Beloved Bhagwan, in the last few days, I heard you speak about watching the clouds of moods passing by. The other day, I heard you saying, be total, go totally into it. I like to watch the clouds of anger, sadness, jealousy, etc., passing by, but not moods like happiness and joy. I like to become identified with these moods and go totally into them and express them. Should I watch every mood, or should I go totally into every mood? I cannot bring these things together. Would you please comment?
Anuto Samat. No one can bring these two things together. You will have to choose one. My suggestion is that watch everything. With equal distance, with equal aloofness, sadness, anger, jealousy, happiness, joy, love, remain aloof from all and just be total in your watching. Your watchfulness should be total. You be identified with your watching, because that is your nature. That's what you are. There is no question of disidentifying with it. Even if you try, you cannot succeed. Your intrinsic nature is simply that of a witness. A single quality of awareness makes your whole being. So watch everything as a cloud passing by. I can see your difficulty. You would like to be identified with love. You would like to be identified with happiness. And you would like not to be identified with sadness. Not to be identified with misery. But this kind of choice is not allowed by existence. If you really want to get beyond the mind and all its experiences, sadness and joy, anger and peace, hate and love, if you want to get beyond all these dualities, you have to watch them equally. You cannot choose. If you choose, you will not be able to watch those which you don't want to choose. So the first thing is that just be a watcher. It will be a little difficult in the beginning to watch those things which are so sweet, so beautiful. Because watching makes you distant from every experience that is passing by like a cloud. You cannot cling. Up to now, that's what you have been doing. Clinging to that which you think is good and trying to get away from that which you think is ugly and miserable. But you have created only a mess of yourself. You have not been successful. The best way is to be totally a watcher. But if you find it difficult, there is an alternative. But that is harder than this. That is more difficult than this. Then get identified with every cloud that moves. Misery, then become absolutely miserable. Then don't hold anything. Just go with it. To the very end of it. If angry, then be angry and do whatsoever stupidity it suggests you to do. If some crazy cloud passes by, be crazy. But then don't miss anything. Whatever comes to you, be totally with it in that moment. And when it is gone, it is gone. This also will liberate you. But it is a more difficult path. If you want something really dangerous to play with, you can get identified with everything. Then don't make any difference that this is good to get identified and this is bad to get identified. Then there is no question. Without any discrimination, get identified. And within a week, you will be finished with it. Just 1 week will be enough. Because so many things are passing by. You will be so tired, so exhausted. If you survive, we will meet again. If you don't survive, goodbye. But this is a dangerous path. I have never heard anybody surviving. And you know perfectly well what kind of things come to your mind. Sometimes you feel like barking. Then get into it. Bark like a dog. And whatever the world thinks, let them think. You have chosen your path. You will get free. Perhaps totally free. Enlightenment and freedom from body will come together. But it is a bit dangerous. People may try to prevent. Because nobody knows what kind of things come to your mind. Your own people, your friends, your family, your wife, your husband, may try to prevent you. There are many people all over the world which families have forced into insane asylums, because that was the only way to protect them. And this happens everywhere. Just now the world has come to know that England's royal family has been keeping 2 persons belonging to the royal family for 40 years locked into a basement in the Buckingham Palace. And this was not released, this was not allowed to know, because even to accept that royal people can go mad is humiliating. Royal blood. And for 40 years they have been hiding the fact that where these people have disappeared. And just now it has leaked out, and then they have to accept that they have been keeping them in a basement because they were behaving in an insane way and they did not want the world to know that members of royal family of England are behaving insanely. But this goes on happening. In my village, the richest family had 1 person locked inside in their house his whole life. Everybody knew that something has happened to the person because he suddenly disappears. But it has been before 60 years. So by and by people had forgotten. I had to just by chance come to know. Because one of the sons of the man who was kept in chains was my student. And because he was from my own village, he used to come to see me often. And just one day I asked that, I have never seen your father. He became very sad and he said, I cannot lie to you, but what is happening to my father is such a heavy weight on my heart. Because my family is the richest family of the village, they don't want to know anybody what they are doing with my father. They beat him. He has been encaged almost like a wild animal. He cries, shouts, screams, but nobody listens. Nobody goes near. Just from the top, food is dropped to him. Everything that he needs from the top is dropped. Nobody wants even to face him. I said, what he has done? He said, nothing special, just he was crazy. He used to do things which are not normal. For example, he may go naked into the market. Now, there was no harm. He has not done any harm to anybody. He has just been walking naked in the marketplace. But that was enough for the family to force him. And they made him more and more insane. This was not going to help. This was not a cure, not a treatment. So if you get identified with all your ideas, then you should think before you start the practice, that what people will think about it and how they will behave with you. Although it is possible to get free of all those emotions if you get identified with all of them without any choice. Either be choicelessly identified or be choicelessly unidentified. The real thing is choicelessness. But the first way, you will be on a safer ground. Be a choiceless watcher. Don't choose something good and don't throw away something bad. Nothing is good, nothing is bad. Only witnessing is good and non-witnessing is bad. doctor said the housewife, I have come to see you about my husband. We have been married for over 25 years. He has been a good husband, happy, contented, and very devoted to me. But since he came to see you about his headaches, he has been a different man. Now he never comes home at night. He never takes me out anymore. He never buys me anything, nor gives me any money. Hell, he never even looks at me. Your treatment seems to have changed his entire personality. Treatment? Said the doctor. All I did was give him a prescription for a pair of glasses. He was not able to see exactly. Now for the first time he has seen the woman. So just a pair of glasses can do a dramatic change. The whole personality, his whole behavior. Otherwise he used to be a very loyal husband. And this will not be such a small thing, just a pair of glasses. If you start getting identified with everything, you will be in difficulty from every corner. It is better to choose the safer way and all awakened people have chosen that. It is without exception the sanest path towards enlightenment.